I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest Western Iowa news on KJAN.com. Police in Council Bluffs are looking for two men who were involved in the robbery of a loan company Monday afternoon. Officials say officers were called to Brown's Loan at 717 West Broadway in Council Bluffs at around 12:15 p.m. Upon review of surveillance video, officers learned a Caucasian man entered the store and approached the front counter, where he pointed a silver-colored handgun at the clerk and ordered him to the ground. A second male suspect is observed on video entering the store. That man and the suspect with a gun then broke the glass on two display cabinets and removed several handguns before leaving the store heading south on foot. The first suspect was described as being about 6 feet tall with a slender build. He wore jeans, a teal-green colored hoodie with a yellow stocking hat. He also wore a dark-colored backpack with rainbow colors on the back. The second suspect was an Hispanic male about 6 feet tall with an average build. He wore dark-colored clothing. Anyone who might have seen the suspects is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4763. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a Denison man was arrested Sunday following the execution of a search warrant at 2946 Highway 30, Lot 55. The warrant at the residence east of Denison was handled by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office along with assistance from the Cass County K-9 Unit. Following the search, 37-year-old Apolinar Hernandez Guzman of Denison was taken into custody on a single charge of delivery more than 5 grams of methamphetamine, one count of possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of meth, 2 counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp, one count of possession of stolen firearms, a weapon which had been reported stolen in 2009 from a Denison burglary investigation, and one count of possession of drug paraphernalia. Hernandez Guzman was taken to the Crawford County Jail, where he was also being detained for ICE or Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement officials. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Monday 3 people were arrested over the course of the past week. On Saturday, 22-year-old John Henry Thompson of Lewis was arrested on charges of criminal trespass and public intoxication. Thompson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled guilty and was released the following day. Last Thursday, 18-year-old Jacob Taylor Salmons of Creston was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for possession with the intent to deliver. Salmons was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $5,000 bond. On Wednesday, November 14th, 41-year-old Michael Eugene Boggs of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Jail on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Boggs was taken into custody and then released on a $325 bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office said Monday a Shenandoah man had been arrested Friday evening on Mills County warrants for OWI second offense, vehicular homicide by OWI, and homicide by vehicle reckless driving. An investigation determined 29-year-old Lyle Francis Stogdill was the driver of a vehicle that crashed back on August the 20th northwest of Malvern. That accident claimed the life of 46-year-old Robert Gene Ryan of Shenandoah. Ryan was ejected from a 1994 Mazda pickup truck that had been traveling west on Highway 34 when it entered the south ditch and crossed 288th Street before rolling over. Stogdill was injured in the crash. Neither man was wearing a seatbelt. Authorities weren't sure at the time which man was driving the pickup. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said Stogdill was unable to post a $37,000 bond and was being held in the Page County Jail until he could be transported to Mills County. And 4 Central Iowa teens were sent to the hospital to be checked for possible injuries following a rollover accident Sunday morning near Clarinda. The Page County Sheriff's Office said a 2003 Chevy Suburban driven by 15-year-old Justin Zyber of Des Moines was traveling east on 196th Street just before 11 a.m. Sunday when the teen lost control of the SUV as it entered a curve. The vehicle then slid into the east ditch before rolling onto its passenger side. Cyber and his passengers, 16-year-old Austin Nibbler, 15-year-old Jacob LeClaire, and 16-year-old Allison LeClaire, all of Des Moines, were transported to the Clarinda Hospital by Clarinda EMS. Each of the teens were wearing their seatbelts. Cyber was cited for failure to maintain control and failure to have a valid license. The SUV sustained $5,000 damage during the crash. That is a check of the news for this hour on KJAN. There is more news available online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.